DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of this coming week's radio highlights, starting with Saturday, May 23rd. And two notorious spies are the subjects of plays by Alan Bennett, Guy Burgess in An Englishman Abroad and Anthony Blunt in A Question of Arbitration. Both plays can be heard on Radio 4 Extra at 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 a.m. or 5 p.m. Alexander Armstrong celebrates the work of the inimitable P.G. Woodhouse on Radio 4 Extra at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And a performance of Puccini's final opera, Torrando, is on Radio 3 at 6 p.m. On to Sunday, May 24th. The castaway in Desert Island Discs is actress Emily Watson, Radio 4, 10 a.m. An adaptation of Sue Townsend's The Growing Pains of Adrian Mole is on Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 lunchtime or 6:30 p.m. When Shiraz Calls, a personal account of the day-to-day life in Iran, told through the telephone calls by two Iranian sisters, one in the UK, the other in the city of Shiraz. Radio 4, 1:30, after the world at 1. The two top teams go head-to-head in the final of Round Britain Quiz, hosted by Kirsty Lang, on Radio 4 at 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. My Sister's Daughter presents the stories of people who unexpectedly took in family members' children. Radio 4, 7:15, Sunday evening. On to programmes then that are broadcast at the same time every day, Monday to Friday. Same time, same radio station, every day of the week. The Lonely Londoners is an account of Caribbean immigrants who, as part of the Windrush generation arriving in Britain in 1948, looked to build new lives for themselves in London. Radio 4 Extra, all week, 8:30 in the morning, 1:30 or 7:30 p.m, Monday to Friday. Detective brings us five thrillers by Ray Barr on Radio 4 Extra, each day this week, 6 a.m, 11 a.m. or 5 p.m. The Book of the Week is Frostlines by Neil Shea, exploring how the Arctic is changing as warming reshapes the planet. Radio 4 for this, 11:45, all week, Monday to Friday. Tick-Tock, The Working Week in 5 Days, finds out how the working week looked for most of human history before Henry Ford's introduction of the 40-hour week in 1926. Radio 4, 1:45, all week, Monday to Friday. Composer of the Week is the jazz trumpeter, composer and bandleader Miles Davis to mark the centenary of his birth. Radio 3, 4 o'clock each day this week. Live concerts from the Wigmore Hall to celebrate its 125th anniversary, also taking place all week on Radio 3 at 7:45 in the evening. And Book of Bedtime, this week and next, in fact, is John of John by Douglas Stewart. An art school graduate returns to his home on the island of Harris to face an uncertain future. Radio 4, all week, Monday to Friday, 10:45 p.m. for Book at Bedtime. Back to the individual programmes then to listen to through the week. On Monday, May 25th, which is actually Bank Holiday Monday. Who Cares is the title of a new series from Mary Bork, investigating the social care system. Radio 4, 9:45, Monday morning. It's an episode of Dad's Army on Radio 4 Extra at 12:30 noon and 6:30 p.m. on Radio 4 Extra. In Great Lives, the subject is Cleopatra, moving on from the image created by Shakespeare on Hollywood and reclaiming her as an astute politician determined to keep Egypt from falling to Rome. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Monday afternoon. Abandoned on the Strait of Hormuz asks what's happening in a vital shipping lane for the world's oil. Radio 4 for this at 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon. For fans of the panel show, there's an episode of Just a Minute on Radio 4 Extra at 2 in the afternoon or 8 p.m. if you prefer. And also The Unbelievable Truth, hosted by David Mitchell, in the comedy slot Radio 4, 6:30 p.m. on Monday. Tuesday, May 26th, the new drama series is a radio adaptation of the award-winning 1996 TV drama Our Friends in the North by Peter Flannery, examining the politics and changes across Britain from the 60s to the 90s, seen through the varying fortunes of four friends. Radio 4, Tuesday afternoon, 2:15. In the series History Heroes, Eileen, Camper Carter Brown and the Anti-Nuclear Campaign. Here's how a group of Aboriginal women resisted a nuclear program that threatened their traditional land in Australia. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon. A Question of Guilt is a radio thriller by Philip Levin, set in 1962. Peter Harris finds himself in prison for killing his landlady, but he swears he's innocent. If he didn't do it, who did? Radio 4 Extra, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or 9 p.m. for some evening drama. LA, rising from the ashes, meets the architects leading LA's recovery from 2025's devastating fires, who are hoping to rebuild in a way that makes the area better prepared for a disaster. Radio 4, 4 o'clock on Tuesday. And In Touch brings us news, views and information for people who are blind or partially sighted, presented by Peter White, as usual. Radio 4, 8:40 p.m. Wednesday, May 27th. In Stella Remington and the Cambridge Spies, the former Director General of MI5 uses the BBC archives to re-examine the impact of the Cambridge Spies both on her life and the establishment. Ready for Extra, Wednesday morning at 10 or 4 p.m. in the afternoon. In The Law Show, the programme asks what exactly the offence misconduct in public office means, for which Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor and Peter Mandelson are both being investigated. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Wednesday afternoon. Choral Evensong comes from St David's Cathedral on Radio 3 at 3. And The Black Spectacles is a dramatisation of the 1939 whodunit in the Dr Gideon Fell series. It stars Donald Sinden and it's on Radio 4 Extra at 3 o'clock or 9 p.m. Thursday, May 28th. There's Vintage Comedy with an edition of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again. There's Vintage Comedy with an edition of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again from 1965. Radio 4 Extra, 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 at lunchtime or 6:30 p.m. In the new series of Toast, the subject is Wilkinson or Wilco, asking why this successful, privately owned family business faltered during a cost of living crisis when people were looking for value. Radio 4, just after 12:30. In Ramblings, Claire Balding joins the Galeoc 50 Plus Men's Walking Group, offering companionship and conversation to men adjusting to life after retirement for a stroll through the Vetiner Estate in Aberdeenshire. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Thursday afternoon. BBC Inside Science brings us the latest scientific research to hit the headlines on Radio 4, 4:30 p.m. And Amal Rajan and guests offer their insights into the biggest news stories of the week. Radical, Radio 4, 11 p.m. on Thursday. Finally, Friday, May 29th, the lost Cockney voice. Cole Morton remembers the vanishing voice, half Queen, half Cockney, of his grandmother's wartime generation. Radio 4 Extra, 10:30 a.m. or 4:30 Friday afternoon. There's an episode of Steptoe and Son on Radio 4 Extra at 12:30 noon or 6:30 p.m. Gardener's Question Time this week comes from the Chelsea Flower Show, which took place last week. Radio 4 at 3 o'clock, Friday afternoon. The Quest of Donal Q is a comedy drama starring Billy Connolly and Brian Cox as brothers Donal and Sandy, who are on a quest to rescue a childhood sweetheart. Radio 4 Extra, 3 p.m. or 9 p.m. on Friday. And finally, it's been quite the few weeks in the world of politics. So the forum, any questions, comes from St Norbert Community Hall in Spalding. To round off your week, Friday, Radio 4, 8 p.m. That's it. Thank you to Wendy for the highlights this week. May I wish you a peaceful, safe and enjoyable one of radio listening.
TNS Soundings.